Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The question is, do we need a new separate beef checkoff? Back on that in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has told the beef industry that the beef checkoff is doing a good job, but he's still frustrated that the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group has not come up with a way to compromise and make everybody happy, including his close political friends, groups like the National Farmers Union and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Mr. Vilsack, as a result, indicating that it's time that we get something going, and he says, I can help you guys. I'm from the government. I can get you more money.
From his perspective, he felt that the working group had not yet delivered a solution.
CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Forrest Roberts, talking about a meeting that several cattle groups had with Ag Secretary Vilsack last week in his office in D.C.
And therefore, because of the differences that might be there within some of the members of the working group, he was going to move forward with some ideas for how to bring more resources into the beef industry through the creation of a new separate and supplemental beef checkoff program that would come to fruition through a new beef order here over the course of the next year and would be implemented somewhere in the time period of January of 2016. This would be a new beef order, a new beef checkoff program that would come under the 1996 Generic Commodity Promotion Act, which is a very different act from what the current beef checkoff program is, which, as you all know, is under its own entity or statute that is known as the 1985 Beef Promotion Act.
More money for the U.S. cattle industry for promotion and research? Definitely. However, who's going to control those dollars?
Definitely in the 96 Generic Act, it allows USDA to have a whole lot more government control over the program that is now basically, you know, administered by producer members. We have a wonderful state national structure that has worked so well over the years. A 96 Act would put a lot of the authority to, you know, either make changes in the act or lots of different things that could transpire back to the central government and in away from the producers.
So Bob McCann, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, not buying the benefits of more dollars being made for beef promotion, but basically allowing the government to have a lot more control over those dollars. What about that Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group? Immediate past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott George, who's been representing NCBA on the working group, says that the working group is not done.
Immediately following the secretary's meeting, the majority of the participants went back over to NCBA's office, and we held a meeting to talk about what were we going to do as a working group in light of what the secretary had announced. And the working group, for the most part, is very much convinced that we need to continue working on trying to enhance the 1985 Act. There are some people that have some concerns, obviously, but you know, you always have people that have differing opinions. But we're going to continue to work forward. The secretary did tell us in the meeting, he said if you guys could all get together and come back in a few weeks or months with a proposal that you're all willing to support, he said, I would probably stop moving forward on this idea. Mm-hmm. So, the working group is going to continue on trying to figure out how we can move forward, because we've spent a lot of time and effort and energy doing this work, and we feel like we have come very close to getting to the point where we could actually move forward.
It's important to understand and remember that NCBA has been talking to their affiliates, both checkoff organizations, the state beef councils, as well as on the policy side, cattle organizations like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Texas Cattle Feeders, Kansas Livestock Association, and others. Have been talking to all these folks about this idea being floated by the secretary, Bob McCann, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association out of Texas, says, for the most part, cattle producers are very leery about what the secretary seems to be offering and what he seems to be demanding of NCBA to make radical changes in what's going on right now in the beef checkoff to satisfy the secretary and to satisfy those groups that Mr. Vilsack seems to be very eager to please, folks like the National Farmers Union, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, and for that matter, it seems like American Farm Bureau, on the fence of saying we need some radical changes as well.
I just think from the reaction that we have gotten from our producer members and state members, state affiliates in the past few days, that they feel it is somewhat threatening. And everybody, it's attractive for everybody, another dollar, but that dollar could come with a whole lot of additional cost and a whole lot of risk to the whole program. And the 96 Generic Act opens up the administrative cost to 15%, where we have a 5% cap currently. We feel like it opens up for a lot of inefficiencies that we have managed to overcome in our current checkoff and gotten very efficient and very successful, and we have a tremendous approval rating from cattle producers across the country. So we just don't think it's necessary what he is recommending.
Texas cattle producer and NCBA President Bob McCann talking with us today about what the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was talking with U.S. cattlemen this last week in his office in D.C. about a new, a separate, a supplemental dollar head beef checkoff. Cattle industry, NCBA, not certain that this would necessarily be a good thing for U.S. cattle producers. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.